Sifting through rubble in southern Ukraine. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. A high-rise apartment building partially collapsed in Zaporizhia after a barrage of rockets were fired by Russia. Ukrainian officials say at least 17 people were killed and dozens more were hurt. The attack follows yesterday's bombing of a bridge that connects Russia with Crimea, territory that was annexed in 2014. The White House isn't happy, but the Kremlin is pleased that OPEC is cutting oil production. Russia says the move will help counter the mayhem sown by the U.S. in global energy markets. As gas prices rise in the U.S., President Biden plans to release more oil from the Strategic Reserve. Two more buses carrying migrants have pulled into New York City, both of them originating in El Paso, Texas. Last week, the mayor of New York declared a state of emergency, saying shelters are near capacity. Fox's Griff Jenkins is in Eagle Pass, Texas, where many of the migrants illegally enter the country.
We spoke exclusively to Representative Tony Gonzalez, a Republican that represents this area. He says that when people like Mayor Adams, Eric Adams of New York City, complain about the small number he's getting, it's just a splash in the pond of how big this problem is.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Texas yesterday, but nowhere near the border. She spoke in Austin about efforts to restore reproductive rights nationwide.
One does not have to abandon their faith or their deeply held beliefs to agree that the government should not be making this decision for her.
America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Unthinkable allegations against a father in Alabama. Eugene Sneed is accused of pouring boiling water down his baby's throat. The mother of the one-year-old child tells Fox 10 she left the baby alone with Sneed, and when she returned, she could hardly recognize her daughter. Prosecutors say the child suffered internal injuries and facial burns. She's clinging to life at a hospital. Sneed is charged with aggravated child abuse. He had been out on bond for a domestic violence charge. The suspect accused of a stabbing spree on the Las Vegas Strip is expected to be arraigned this week on murder and attempted murder charges. Yoni Barrios was covered in blood when cops caught up with him on Thursday.
Local station KTNV reporting that the suspect was set off when a group of showgirls refused to take a picture with him, taking out his rage on the group and others, killing 47-year-old Brent Ellett and 30-year-old Maris DiGiovanni. Now, Barrios was caught running down the strip, and a source with Immigration and Customs Enforcement tells Fox that he is a Guatemalan national who is in the U.S. illegally.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. During a rally in Nevada last night, former President Trump mentioned the stabbing attack. He also highlighted a recent prison break.
Just last week, a convicted illegal alien murderer who blew up a man with a bomb in the parking garage of the Luxor Hotel escaped from state prison and went on a rampage in your state.
Law enforcement caught up with the convicted killer at a bus station. Later today, the former president will rally in Arizona. Records may have been broken at a gun buyback event in Houston. The mayor's office says more than 1,200 weapons were turned in yesterday morning in exchange for gift cards. A semi-automatic rifle was worth $200. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.